goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Friday, noon, divorce hour time. Let's get right to it today. I am joined from Los Angeles, Marnie Batista. Marnie, are you there?
I am so here.
Oh, that's great. You're in Los Angeles today. This is not your Hawaii day, right?
No, I'm in California.
Okay, great. Marnie, I know Marnie through a friend of mine who's a friend of hers, and somehow I got an email from him with Marnie's picture on it, and I had to link up to see what this beautiful woman looked like and what business she was in. And turns out she's the perfect guest for the show. Marnie, tell our audience what you do.
I am a dating and relationship expert, and I specialize in working with men and women who seem to date the same person with a different face over and over again so they can stop it.
And you can help people do that?
I can. I'm a specialist. It's amazing whether they've been doing it for 20 years or 40 years.
Or 58? Or 58 years.
Exactly. It's pretty simple when you break it down why they're doing it. So it's really fabulous to be able to assist, make that change.
Well, let me ask you this right off the bat. How'd you get into this line of work?
Oh, that's a great question. I got into it from my own experience, really. And I was 19, and I fell in love with the first guy who, you know, he wanted to take me out more than four times. And he ended up marrying me. So I got married when I was 22. And that marriage was less than ideal. You know, I got married for the wrong reasons, and it was very painful for me. And there were, you know, great parts. We had three kids together, but most of the time I really felt like there was nothing that I could do right to get enough love that I needed.
Okay.
And so got the divorce, right? So I've been through that 8 years ago exactly.
Okay. Congratulations.
And so what did I do? I went out there, literally, like, got online, like, literally the day after, you know, it was official. And I met someone, and I did the same thing over again. Literally in, like, 2 weeks, I was like, oh, you like me? And you love me? Okay, I'll be your girlfriend. And he was a better-looking, younger version of my ex-husband. And that ended in disaster. We never got married, but it was really probably one of the most traumatic, more traumatic in some ways than my marriage. And so I have three kids, so I had my moment in the Honda minivan where I was getting ready to go do, like, literally I was a 40-year-old woman doing a drive-by to see if the new girlfriend was in the house. And I thought, if I don't stop doing this now, I will forevermore be this woman. And it was then that I sort of had that epiphany that I had to start changing the one constant in all of this, and that was me. And I did the work, and I created the process. And in going through that and dating and learning how to date with dignity and then being able to attract an amazing partner and find that right relationship, I knew that I could create that system in a way that could be repeatable. And that's how I became a coach, and that's how I started helping other women do the same.
Well, let's give you a shameless plug. The name of your site is datingwithdignity.com.
It is. And people say that's an oxymoron.
No, I don't think so. And I will tell you, because, you know, as my listeners know, this show is all about me. I'm one of those people. I've done the same thing. I've dated the same woman over and over and over again. Some, you know, they wear different faces. They have different jobs. They have different income levels. But they're all the same. And, you know, I recently met someone who's completely different, and I've never been happier in my life. And what I found is that when you're not looking, that's when you find. And I wasn't looking.
I think that's a really great point, actually, because people come to me because they think the problem is that they don't have the right person. And what happens in the journey is that you have to actually start to love yourself and create this amazing life. And then when you're in your amazing life and you're not focused on finding someone, it happens.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, when you're happier with yourself, you smile more, you beam, and it's like you're a magnet. All of a sudden, people coming out of the walls, and it's great. Now, tell me about coaching. Do you coach more men or more women? I kind of, from reading your site, it sounds to me, and I have on my computer right now your Manimals page, that you're more of a women's coach than a men's coach?
I do work mostly with women, but I accidentally attract men into my practice.
You accidentally attract them?
Yeah, I don't market to them, but they come, and it's really great to coach men because, well, they're different, obviously, and they're just kind of like, tell me what to do, and then they do it. There's a lot of trauma associated with it, but also in doing that, you get to always hear that male perspective about how women are on a date, which is mostly they're not aware of it. So it's a really great opportunity for me to get an inside look.
Well, that's great. And how long have you been coaching?
I have been coaching in this format for about 3 years.
Okay, great. And, you know, we're about to go up against our first break, and there are just so many questions I have. I have your questions of me. I have my own questions of you. I have your Manimals page, which I really want to talk about before we finish. And which is a man animal. Like, apparently we're not, we're a little different. What I found is that, let me go into the break talking about this, that men are much more needier. They can't be alone. Women have a better ability to be alone than men do. Would you say that's fair?
I would say that some men do thrive in relationships. And then I think there are some men who are sort of the stereotypical confirmed bachelors that may have spent so much time not being in a relationship that they're sort of uncomfortable committing. So I think sort of both things are true.
Okay, fair enough. I could ask you questions all day, but I want my listeners out there to be able to ask questions too. The phone number here is 877-480-4120. If you are too shy to talk to me, why, I don't know, but you can email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. There is the Talking Alternative Facebook fan club page, and we can take your instant messages there as well. I am here with Marty Batista. We're going to talk about epidemics when we come back from the break. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. The pompous of love. People talk about me, baby.
Steve Miller Band, The Joker. I'm with Marnie Batista. Let's talk about the pompous of love. We've been talking, emailing, and you mentioned an epidemic, your word, an epidemic, rendering it difficult to find love in the 21st century. Now, that's a deep concept. What do you mean by epidemic?
Well, there's a change in gender roles that sort of began as a result of the feminist movement. So women were raised by these moms who said, you know, go out, be independent, be strong. And there were even some women who had their mothers tell them, don't ever depend on a man, you know, like I had to do. So they're coming to the world, and they're becoming successful and independent, and they're CEOs and professionals and managers and leaders. And as a result, they're really stepping into their masculinity. And so this has been a really big shift in our society. Meanwhile, sort of back at the ranch, men are men. And
men are men. Okay. I'm not sure I know what you mean by that, but go ahead.
They're in their masculine, they're men. They haven't really changed. They still have the need to provide, protect. There's a biological need for a man to be in a certain masculine energy. And so what happens is that with this transition, it's women having all this masculine energy, they literally don't have the skills or the modeling even to transition from that masculine into the feminine. And then they go out in the world and they say, I don't understand why men are intimidated by strong women, or men aren't attracted to strong women. And so men are, I mean, I've had male clients, and I do interviews with lots of men. They're like, I'm afraid to offer to pick her up because, you know, I don't want her to think I'm a stalker or a rapist. Or, and then women are like, why aren't men manning up? Why do I have to strive to meet them all the time? So it's like there's this gender role confusion, and it's an epidemic because it's also enabled or prevented a lot of men from sort of stepping up into that male role in a bigger way. So add to this mix technology, and people are confused.
People are confused.
Online, right?
Yes.
There's online dating. There's texting. There's sexting. There's video chats. There's speed dating. And so
there are some, I know, and there's the good old-fashioned blind date.
Exactly, which is so funny. People are like, I would never go on a blind date these days because they just expect, they will Google someone, and it's really never a blind date.
You know, it's funny because I had a matchmaker on, and afterwards she wanted me to go out with one of her clients. And I would have never have thought to Google the woman in advance. But she gave me those magic words, don't Google her. So, of course, I had to Google her. Lovely woman, not my type. But, you know, I sit here and I wonder if I'm the exception. Because I have said to more than one woman in my 3 years being single, I literally the following quote, I find your independence to be incredibly sexy. I was married to the most dependent woman in the world. Now, that doesn't mean that any of these independent women didn't have many of the same characteristics as my wife, but the fact that they were independent was, you know, such a turn on for me.
Well, and that's really true. And again, when I interview men, they say that this is sexy and it is attractive. What happens is that when they can't transition out of that, when they come home and they're telling him, you know, make this reservation at this restaurant, we're going to sit here, drive this way, go park here, we're going to stay at this hotel, you should really fit in your job. That's how you'd be more successful and more money. And all of a sudden, it's just like directing everything. But then they're complaining that he doesn't make his decisions.
Well, it's tough to make a decision when all the decisions are made for you.
Exactly. And that's the conundrum, right? So I think men are very turned on, and they want someone who's independent. But they also want someone who's going to be in the feminine and, you know, ask for help. And you know, men need to be needed, right? Don't you, like, appreciate sort of being needed a little bit? Like, hey, for whether it's, like, can you fix my computer or can you help me set up my new TV?
Since we're talking about me, yes. I will tell you that the most important thing and the reason that my marriage ended was because the communication stopped. There's got to be a give and take. You know, I don't know that I necessarily need to be needed. I need to be wanted. I think that's much more important than being needed. And, you know, I don't feel that I have to do things for people. I mean, I think just by being there and having a discussion. I mean, I was telling a story just the other day, maybe even this morning, that I'm dating someone, and I really wanted to see the movie J. Edgar. I wanted to know why I wanted to see it. And she said, fine, it's great. And before the credits even rolled at the end of the movie, I said, I'm really sorry. It was terrible. I'm really sorry. Next time, you pick the movie. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a give and take.
Absolutely. And that's what makes a really great relationship is communication. And even in communicating, women can do it in a way that's a more feminine way, that instead of, you know, telling the guy this is the problem and you've got to fix it, is to get the man in your life to enroll in coming up with a solution together, right?
And that really is the hardest thing, and the trick is to keep talking, right? Okay, so let's go back to, all right, so this is the number one part of the epidemic is the fact that women are so successful now, and they've been brainwashed by their mothers, if you will, to be as independent as they can. And you think men are threatened by this?
I don't think that men are threatened by it. I think that they're just confused. They don't know how to step up and man up. And conversely, there's women who don't have the right expectations. Right? So there's the other sort of type of woman who's not feeling confident about herself, who's feeling sort of lost and not good enough, and accepts, you know, being texted instead of phone calls, or who accepts that he's late all the time. So it's, you sort of put all this together, and I've had men that I talk to that say, you know, we sort of will do what the woman expects or demands of us. So when I coach clients, then
oh my
say,
God,
you know,
how terrible is that?
You love and appreciate that he's texting and you're flattered by the attention, but you're sort of old-fashioned and you prefer a phone call, you know, and see if he calls you instead of just text you, or instead of emailing you. So again, it does go back to that communication.
You know, let me tell you what I like.
Like I said, when you throw in the technology and There's no sort of modeling, really, of what this ideal relationship looks like anymore, with divorce and commitments that aren't in marriage. So it's just really confusing for people.
And when you're dealing with high-profile people, you know, I like the two-line text in the middle of the day thing. You know, I'm thinking of you. I like sending that. Can I
Perfect.
Pick up the phone and call? No, I can't pick up the phone and call. Either she's in a, you know, in a meeting, or I'm in court and, you know, the time doesn't warrant it, or I can't, you know, use my cell phone other than for hiding a text. But if it's night or it's, you know, early in the morning or if it's on a weekend and I'm not with them, a phone call is far, far better, I would think.
Exactly. And,
I mean, I want to hear somebody's voice. I mean, you and I have been communicating how long? By email, and we've only spoken to each other twice now. So, I mean, you certainly get, and we're not dating, obviously, but I get a better feel for who you are as a person when I hear your voice, as opposed to just read your texts. And then, of course, there's your blog posts, which I read regularly. How can people find your blog posts, Marnie?
They go to datingwithdignity.com.
Okay.
And there's lots of blogs and videos.
Lots of blogs and videos. There's so much information there. It's incredible. All right, so how can you be a powerful, successful woman and still be appealing to men?
By knowing how to step into the feminine. I was talking to some men this week. We did what I call a man panel interview, where I get a bunch of men and they together and they talk about, you know, what turns them on about women and what turns them off. And
well, I'll tell you what. I want to talk about what turns them, what you think men say turns them on and what turns them off. We're going to do that after the break.
Okay.
I'm here with Marnie Batista. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Power of Love, Huey Lewis and the News. Hi, Marnie.
Hey there.
What turns men on?
What turns men on is confidence. What turns men on is sweetness. You know, that nurturing sort of vulnerability. And what turns men on is a woman who isn't afraid to sort of say what she wants and what she's looking for, and has that like powerful essence around her, rather than something that's sort of forceful or abrasive.
Okay, and what turns men off?
abrasive women, women who lead with their accomplishments and what they do in the world rather than who they are as a person.
Okay. That's you know what? That's true.
Good.
That's true. I'm thinking that's true. Now, I've found, you know, sometimes, I don't know, you know, I'm dating 3 years, and before that I hadn't dated in 30 years. And the rules are all different now. I don't understand the rules. Who makes the first overture?
That's a really good question. So, in my experience working with both men and women, men will say, I just need to know that she's interested.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. That's why I never, when I online dated, I made the first overture to one woman. Why? My ex-wife was 5 foot nothing and a blonde, and I found a 5'10 brunette. And I said, I want to see what this is like. And when I called her for a second date, and she hemmed and hawed, I said, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to go out with me. You won't hurt my feelings. So, and basically after that, I just waited to be contacted. Because I knew at least somebody had an interest in the beginning.
Right, and online, women are so afraid to reach out. And I say, online is like you're in a bar with your eyes closed. So the only way a guy's going to know if he should approach you is if you reach out to him. You have to smile. And for women, I always tell them, it will probably feel exaggerated, but you know, men need a lot of reassurance that if they come up and talk to you, you're not going to, you know, be rejecting them. So smile, eye contact, be open. One of the men that I was interviewing on this man panel met his girlfriend at Starbucks, because at Starbucks, she looked at him a couple times and gave him the eye contact. And he said it gave me the confidence to go up and ask her, you know, if she tried the new pumpkin latte or whatever it was. And now they're dating. So,
and guys, don't, you know, look around. Make sure if somebody's giving you that eye contact, you can actually acknowledge it and learn that it's coming.
Exactly. So being open to it, take your head out of your phone.
Right.
People will say, I can't meet anyone. I'm like, how often are you looking up?
Okay. All right. So we've gotten past the overture. Who makes the first call?
I believe that in this day and age,
doesn't matter.
The old-fashioned way rocks.
The old-fashioned way rocks. So the man should make the first call.
Absolutely.
Okay. First date. Who pays?
The man.
Okay. So we're all, and it doesn't matter the income levels, right?
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I was dating. I met a very high-profile business executive, and we dated for a while. And, you know, in the beginning, I always paid. After a while, we started splitting. It was taking turns. But in the beginning, I always paid. But that was the way I was raised. I couldn't imagine going out and saying, okay, your share is, or anything like that. Once you're going out with somebody for a while, I think it's okay for them to occasionally pick up the tab or to split it with you. But I would agree with you. Man pays in the beginning.
It's courting. It's the courting phase. That's why I always tell people, go back to the old school. You don't need to pretend to reach in your purse.
Okay. I just had a great first date with you. And I want to see you again. I'm just, you know, using the first person to make it a little more real. Can I call you the next day? Do I have to wait a certain amount of time?
No. In fact, you know, sort of grown-up men and women don't play the three-day rule or those other games. So call me tomorrow. Tell me you had a really great time. Maybe we'll even talk in the evening. You might want to call and check in, and maybe you'll ask me out for 2 or 3 days later.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And then from there. Now, I have a very good friend. He met this woman, and they hit it off right away. And all of a sudden, on the second date, you know, it extended to the following day, and then she showed him off to some of her friends, and he all of a sudden thought, gee, this is a little bit too much too soon. Are there restrictions on that? I mean, should...
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that is a bit of a turnoff, isn't it?
Yes, it's the speed bullet relationship.
I'm sorry, say that again? That's the what?
The speeding bullet relationship.
Ah, okay. More powerful than a locomotive, huh?
Exactly. It's like, wait, well,
slow down, baby.
Especially beginning dates need to end vertical and closed at the door.
Okay, I'm for that.
Because you know we want to leave them wanting more.
Right, and men feel that way too.
Exactly, and I hear so many people that have this great online coffee date that turns into the coffee afternoon that turns into the dinner.
It turns into breakfast. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I mean, I agree with you. You have to have a limited period of time, certainly for the first one, because you never know what you're... I mean, it's like, what did Forrest Gump say? You never know what you're going to get?
Exactly.
All right. You know, I'm reading the notes that you had sent me, and all I could think of is that great Shakespearean quote. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man, and one woman, in his or her time, plays many parts. So we have a woman who's a high-powered business executive, yet she's going to be sweet and essentially turn off that high-poweredness in a dating role?
She needs to know when to turn it off and when to turn it on.
Okay.
Right? So here's a great example. In my relationship, I could totally be over-masculine. So we're buying a car together, and my partner is like, do your thing, girlfriend.
Right? Okay, all right.
Right, so I know when to turn it on, and then I turn it off, and I go, tell me how this works. How do you think that, how do I get this to work? You know, this is so exciting, take me for a drive.
All right, and okay. You let him do the first test drive, I like that. Very good.
Yes.
Very good. What about, I don't know, you know, I found women who are too aloof as well, so.
Yes, that's so true. So here's the thing. I feel like people go on dates, and they're carrying basically everything that ever happened in their past relationships around in that, with them. I call it like a matching set of Louis Vuitton luggage, and they're like dragging it behind them on the date. So they have like great hair, the dress, but they were ever like done, they might unconsciously be coming off aloof because they're trying to protect themselves from getting hurt again. Or they believe in the sort of attraction by manipulation. Right?
Oh.
That old belief. Like if
you hit me with all these topics that I want to ask you more questions about right up at the break. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this whole aloofness thing. We're going to talk about the manimals. We're going to talk about me. We're going to talk about if our guests wish to call in or our callers wish to call in, listeners, 877-480-4120. I am here with Moni Batista. This is Larry Bloom at the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hootie and the Blowfish. I only want to be with you. Marnie, what were we talking about?
We were talking about aloof.
Aloof, yes. You know, it's almost like sometimes they don't want to be there. What do you recommend for a first date? Just like a coffee and maybe a half hour? Or just see how it goes?
I think there's two sorts of first dates in 2011/12. It's the meet date, which is the coffee.
Meet and greet?
Meet and greet.
Okay.
And then there's the real date.
Okay, the real date comes later.
It does. And I'm a fan of a date that includes sharing an experience together.
So you're not a coffee date girl?
Well, no, coffee date for the meet date is great.
Okay. Oh, you said for the first date. Okay.
Yeah, but the first date, dinner is awkward. There's, like, utensils and food in the teeth. So going for a walk, going for a picnic, you know, doing something, bowling, whatever it is. And it also gives the guy a chance to sort of wow her. And and movies are bad for real dates.
Yeah, I agree with you. Movies are terrible. Tell me about, all right, so, and men have play the roles as well, right? I mean, we have to, you know, there are men who have high power jobs these days, just like women, and you don't want to come off, and men tend to be arrogant professionally. I know I'm arrogant professionally, and I don't want to be arrogant personally. It's tough to change a persona. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think that women are also turned off by that sort of abrasive arrogance or the manipulation method of attraction. So it goes both ways for sure.
Okay. Common first date disasters.
So you can tell me if you think this is, if you agree.
Okay.
Okay, one of them is the medical overshare.
Okay, that would be a disaster. What, HIV positive?
No. One of my favorite stories is my male client took a woman out, and they went to this gourmet restaurant, and he said, "This is the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had. I would love for you to, you know, taste it." And instead of saying no, thank you, she went into her whole story about her
lactose intolerance.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Went into, like, right?
Yeah.
Or I don't drink because I blah, blah, blah. Or I can't eat that because I have gluten, you know, no more, no medical overshares.
Okay. That's probably a good thing. Okay, what else? What else is a disaster?
The disaster.
And you never talk about your exes, right?
If a woman texts a guy after it's over and says something like, either, did you get home safe, or you're special. That was the most incredible first date I've ever had.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
Totally.
That's too much.
Totally.
That would be it. Yeah.
And then the sort of the third big first date disaster is going and complaining. Right. So, it's a little cold over here, or I really, you know, I like this, but this isn't very good. You know, it's like you can get your needs met and, you know, share your thoughts, but when a guy takes a woman out, it's like back in the day, you know, when it was like, let me hunt and kill the food and bring it. Like, there's this, like, you know, I want to make you happy and please you. And so when you go on a first date and you're sort of negative, it's not sending a good message.
We have to put on our happy faces, right?
Or you should, yeah, or you should have a happy face.
Okay, well, okay, that's fair. All right. How can you be perpetually irresistible?
Well, being perpetually...
Other than be by, except for being Marnie or being Larry. How can you do that? How can you do that?
Being perpetually irresistible is about understanding that you consistently have to remember to let your past be your past and be with the person that you're with. And that you are responsible for your happiness and yourself, that you maintain that confidence and that independence, and that you really love yourself and have self-respect. And as a result of that, you can communicate and you can get your needs met and you can be generous and you can be compassionate. And if you maintain that, then you will always be able to maintain that attraction that you had when you first got together.
And you'll always have your dignity.
Exactly. And so many people, I love when you were sharing about your marriage and it was true in mine, you know, or even if you're in a long-term relationship and you're not married, we can be so mean. People can be mean to the people that they love.
I know.
And when you're not that person, then the irresistibility and attraction can last a lifetime. And you can do that even when you're having an argument. I mean, that conflict is okay. It's how do you come back to compatibility that will create that lasting attraction.
I agree with you. And the trick is that when you're having an argument, you stick to what you're actually arguing about and you don't bring in side stuff and you don't attack personally. I think that it's always, you know, an argument is just another form of communication. So, I mean, people are allowed to have two different sets of opinions, right?
Right. Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. My definition of a great, healthy relationship is where both parties are committed to their individual growth and the growth of the relationship. And conflict is inherent in that. Because through it, if you work on your own stuff and you improve the relationship, you'll actually have improved intimacy, a better connection. And sometimes that comes through conflict.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does. All right. I'm going to ask you this question. Well, I had it down in my notes. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to ask it or not.
Go for it.
You're out of your marriage. You're involved in what you think is this great, great relationship. You're with somebody for a year. And all of a sudden, unbeknownst to you, things change. As somebody I greatly admired would say, what up with that? You know, women just decide, okay, or men decide, just it's okay, it's been a year, it's not everything that I want to get out of here now.
I think that in a healthy relationship that's got that communication piece, there should be conversations throughout the get to know you.
Right.
When you're dating, especially in the first year, I call it data dating, because you're still collecting data and you're having fun. And in that process, you're getting to really see who each of you are in relationship. The first 3 months are sort of like, are we going to have a serious thing? And then maybe 3 to 6, you're like, okay, we're in a relationship. There's still like butterflies and ponies. We've made a commitment. And then sort of after 6 months, the masks come off and you're like doing things like going grocery shopping together and, you know, child custody conversations and integration into each other's life. So it's totally legitimate.
Brady Bunch family moments.
Yeah. You might learn things that you find out you're not a match. You don't have the same values. But in that great relationship, conversation needs to happen. And if somebody does just vanish or disappear, what do they say? Like, someone's rejection is God's protection. He wasn't your guy or she wasn't your girl.
You're right. But then that doesn't stop the heart from breaking.
No. And, you know, you can look back and say, what did I learn? And for some women that I work with especially,
yeah,
they've realized that they actually want to be in a relationship and they like it. And they realize sort of what they weren't very good at, how they didn't choose. So maybe they didn't listen to the red flags.
All right. So you keep, it's a trial and error and you learn from your mistakes. We're going to come back with Marnie for our final segment. I want to talk about the five types of manimals that are on your website. We'll do that in our last segment. I'm here with Marnie Batista, datingwithdignity.com. And this is the Divorce Hour, and I'm your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The Edwin Hawkins Singers, Oh Happy Day. Now, I'll tell you the funniest part about that song is my ex-wife's name is Jeannie. So if you replace Jesus with Jeannie, and when Jeannie walked, it becomes a very funny song. It becomes a very funny song, and that's the way I hear it. On your Manimals page, you have four guys to stay away from, and then you have the last one, which is boyfriend material. Let's say boyfriend material for last. Tell me about Mr. Elusive.
Mr. Elusive is that guy who's like really into you, and you think, oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's really special. This could be the one. And then all of a sudden, he disappears. He's really into you, and then he comes back, and he's like, oh, yeah, and then he disappears. And this guy could have some issues about being in a commitment, but it's really tricky because when he's with you, he'll, like, look meaningfully into your eyes and say things like, you know, you're really special. He's the guy who vanishes that leaves women totally and completely perplexed.
Well, is he a player, or is he just the guy who doesn't know what he wants and gets scared?
He's a guy who doesn't know. Yeah. He doesn't know what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to do this briefly. You go to the Manimals page on the Dating with Dignity website, and you can get all the specifics on this. I just really want to go through, you know, generalizations here. The Hunter.
The Hunter is sort of the player.
Okay.
Right? So he's attractive. You know, he's got a good resume.
Okay.
But he is fully just in it to win it for now.
He will dish out
just enough crumbs so that you're like, wait, no, he really likes me. He wants me to be his girlfriend, but then he never does. He's the guy who's the booty call guy.
Ah, the booty call guy. We know those guys. Quality casual. Now, that sounds like it ought to be something good.
Well, he's quality. Top level.
Quality sounds good to me.
This is a guy who is a really genuine, amazing, nice guy. He has got other priorities in his life right now other than finding a long-term partner, typically. So he'll see you 2 to 3 times a week. He doesn't share a lot of, like, very super personal information. One of my favorite things about quality casual is you find out he, like, went to Europe on Facebook, you know? You just want to have that really intimate. He's like your companion sort of guy.
Okay.
So he's a great person. He treats you well. He calls when he says. His words and actions match. But the relationship never progresses. It stays exactly the same for a long time.
Okay. And there are probably women like that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And women of all of these types.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about some of the quality casual women I've met in my life. That's all. The crybaby.
Oh, the crybaby. The crybaby.
Why does the picture on your website of the crybaby baby look like Tom Cruise?
I don't know. He's hot. and it says in there, can I tell you my story?
Uh-huh. Right, it does say that.
Yeah. This guy is, you know, a little broken, right? He's super sensitive. For a lot of women, they're just attracted to this guy because they're like, I'm going to fix him. I'm going to save him. I'm going to be the one that changes his life. He really needs me.
Okay.
This guy might, like, have, like, men's groups, and he might, like, go to this, and he might be, like, really into, like, personal development. But if he hasn't sort of rounded the corner, you could end up being a mother rather than a lover.
Okay, got it. And the good guys are the boyfriend material. I want everybody to go out of time, Marnie. This has been so much fun. I'm glad nobody called because I got to ask all my questions. Can you come back again?
I would love it.
Okay, great. So that'll be part of our New Year's resolution to have you back on the show in 2012. Next week is iffy. I'm either on trial or I'm talking about jealousy. I haven't decided which one. But if I'm not here, tune in on the 23rd for my New Year's resolution show. I hope to have many of my guests calling in or emailing in with one resolution each. Marnie, if you'd like to do that, that would be great too. I only need a minute of your time that day.
Okay.
Okay, great. And I'm out of time. Stay tuned for Tony. Have a great weekend, everybody. Marnie, one last time. How do they reach you?
DatingWithDignity.com.
And there's a contact button on the top of the upper right on the page. You can reach her that way. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and you are listening, as always, to Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.